So I'm here with Bruno from the SQL Server team. Thanks for joining us, Bruno.
Thank you.
So with 2008, what product or what features did you work on?
I worked mostly, I work in the SQL part of SQL Server. So I worked mostly for Katmai. I worked on the merge operator.
So that's part of the engine team?
It's part of the engine team.
Okay. Yes.
So the merge operator needed changes across the engine, but I worked mostly on the SQL part, so the semantics and the syntax of the language.
Okay. So cool. So what were some of the interesting engineering challenges that you faced when writing that?
I think the problem with merge is that since it's merge is a new operator in SQL, in T-SQL, that combines an insert, an update, and a delete operation all in one. So I think the biggest problems were semantic problems of knowing when a row was available or was not available, and trying to determine what the best syntax was for merge based on the constraints from industry, because their other vendors already have merge, and so we wanted to be not too much different from other vendors also, and so I think that was the biggest problem.
Cool. So something like writing, so you must have been doing the parsing and compiler. I mean, do you have a background in like compiler theory or what? How do you get into some so internal to a database engine? What's your background?
So I started working originally on the client side. I was working on XML mostly. And then I joined the SQL Server engine team to also work on XML, but then I branched out kind of more languages. So
okay.
I worked on XQuery at the same time as I worked on the SQL side. So
it's similar, XQuery.
Yes, yeah, it's all languages. So I started getting more interested in the actual compilation of languages. So and semantics of languages, because SQL Server has now one major language, T-SQL, but it also has XQuery, right? And you needed more and more people who were interested more in the language side and less in the actual query processing side. So that's what my team was doing.
Cool. So the language. Hello. So our camera battery just died. So that's why we had a little cut there. We weren't talking about anything too interesting or secret. So back with Bruno. So we were talking about how you got into being a language guy. I know what I was going to ask you. What I was going to ask is, so you're writing the language and the syntax. So what does it end up, once you're done with the code, what is the output of what you do, and who does that go to next?
Like, so the input is a language like SQL or XQuery, and then we parse the language and we create a relational tree out of that. So the output is actually the input to the optimizer, the query optimizer, and it's a tree, a relational tree with relational operators like joins and,
okay,
and projects and stuff like that. So.
Cool. So merge, I've seen it a bit and worked with it. Would you do us a favor and sort of explain what it's
sure.
all about? Maybe sort of write some sample queries and
sure.
why would people care? That sort
yeah.
of thing. So,
so
what's the sort of value prop for it? And
so the one of the big problems that that customers have is they have one table which is kind of like source data, for example, customers or sales,
mm-hmm.
and they usually have another table, usually in a data warehouse, where they periodically update or insert rows into the other table. Like they want to have trends of like buying habits from customers.
Sure.
And typically what they do is, since they might have new customers or they might have existing customers, so rows might be, so let's say you have a buying habits table in your data warehouse. Customers, so some customers might already be in that table, some customers might not be there. Sometimes you even want to delete rows from that table. So depending on whether or not in the source table, whether you already have rows, and depending on if you have a match on the target table, you might want to either insert a new row in the target table or update an existing row in the target table, or eventually delete that row in the target table. So typically what customers did before Katmai is they had three statements, three DML statements, an update, a delete, and an insert. And they had T-SQL logic around it. Like if row exists,
mm-hmm.
then update the row. else, you know, insert a new row.
So that mean cursor and T-SQL.
Yeah, or cursor or just
separate.
A if logic, right? They would say if row exists, right? Then update T, right? And then else, they would do insert, let's say. Now the problem with this is that the row exists is actually a select from the table, right?
Right.
So update T, insert T, right? And it would be select, I don't know, star from T where some predicate to
sure.
find the row, right? Now the problem is these statements get executed and optimized separately.
Right.
Right? So you would scan T or seek the row into T once for the select, right? You might find it, you might not find it, but all that work is lost once you come here. So if you found the row, right, you did one seek here to find the row, you found the row, but then you come to the update, you have to go and find the row again to update the row.
Right.
Now, the solution to that is to have one statement that does this whole logic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's what the merge statement does. So it allows you to specify one T-SQL statement with all this logic of either updating, inserting, or deleting, depending on whether the row is there or not
right.
in the target table. So that means that typically you only have to seek once to find the row, and you can keep the storage engine can keep its place in the table to either update the row or insert a new row there. So you don't have to seek twice. So
right.
Theoretically, you get a double the speed. Right? So
and have we done some performance tests?
Yes,
do you know what the numbers are?
We have done. I don't know the exact numbers, but we have done extensive measurements in the typical data warehousing scenarios. This is mostly for data warehousing, as I said.
Right.
You have a table that depends on data from another table, right?
Sure.
And so
this is loading a data warehouse from
exactly.
a source system or loading.
Exactly.
Other tables in your data warehouse.
Yes.
So, yep.
So and it was much faster because you only had to find the row once. You only had to use your index once.
Cool. So could you show us a little bit about how you work with the merge statement?
Sure. So let's say you have a table in your data warehouse, which is I don't know, facts. Sorry. Buying habits from customers, right? Buying habits. And what it does is, in this table, you want to have, if a customer bought a product for the first time, you want to insert a row in this buying habits table saying, okay, fine, this is the product ID of the product, this is the customer ID of the customer that bought the product, and this is the last time that he bought the product. So
sure.
if the customer buys a product for the first time, you have to insert a row in that table, right? If a customer bought a product, but he already bought it before, then you want to update the dates of the last purchase in that table. But the
sure.
row is already there in that table. So this is perfect for merge. Let's say your source table is purchases, right? Or sales, right? From your company's perspective, it's sales. So sales, and sales has a customer ID of the customer that bought the product, then a product ID, and then date of purchase, right?
Okay.
Date, and other stuff, right? And here, you also have customer ID, product ID, and last purchase date, right? Purchase date, right? Date. Now, with merge, what you can do is you can do, so the syntax of merge is merge, and then the target table, so in this case it's buying habits. You can alias it for you know, easier use. So let's say T, right? Using specifies the source table. So here it's gonna be sales, right? And then you have to specify a join predicate between buying habits and sales.
Right.
So because you have to do the join, right? So in this case, it's going to be customer ID on, well, let's do S, right? On t dot customer ID equals S dot customer ID and t dot product ID equals S dot product ID, right?
Sure.
So what it means is for each row in this, this is the source table, the sales table. For each row in the sales table, we'll try to match equivalent row in the buying habits table, depending on customer ID and product ID.
Yep.
So there are kind of two cases here. Either the row is already there or it's not there, right? So if the row is already there, we want to update the last purchase date, right? So how we do that is we can specify two clauses, when matched and when not matched.
Uh-huh.
So when matched means you found a row in the target table. So the row is there. So the operations you can do in that case is update or delete of that row, right?
Right.
So here we will do update. We found the row, so we want to update the last purchase date set. You don't have to specify the target because it's already specified.
Okay.
So in a regular update statement, you have to do update T set something, right?
But and to point out, so you can only in your matched and not matched section of the query, you can only have operations on one table at a time.
Exactly. Yes,
right.
It's always on the target table, so yep. On the buying habits table. So this is the in any DML operation, DML like update, insert, or delete, you always and merge. You always have one table which is the target of the changes.
Right.
So this is the target table, buying habits. You can do updates. So here you want to set the last purchase date. Last purchase date equals to the date that the customer bought the product.
Sure.
Right? So date or s dot date, right? And when you didn't match, when not matched, that means that there's no row for that customer and that product in the buying habits table. You can only do one thing, which is inserting a new row, right? So you do insert. Again, you don't specify the target because it's already there. Insert values. And then you specify the values that you want to insert into the table. So here it's going to be s.customer ID, s.product ID, and s.date.
Cool.
And so that's an example of the merge statement. And so the advantage again is you don't need to look twice for the same row in the target table.
So if someone was using, say, integration services to do their data warehouse loading, mm-hmm. Instead of if they didn't use the slowly changing dimension wizard and they wanted to write their own SQL that they had more control over,
yeah.
This may be a good way to load slowly changing dimensions.
Exactly. Yes.
So. Cool. So what were some of the biggest challenges when writing this?
Some of the biggest challenges were, from the language perspective, were, so first of all, other competitors like Oracle and IBM already have a merge statement,
uh-huh.
And they both differ. And there is also an official merge statement in the T-SQL, in the SQL standard.
Okay.
Right? So we had to first take all the different merge statements out there, try to take the things that made sense, because some things were really funky kind of in
right.
Like for example in Oracle there were some semantics which we didn't want to copy, and then we had to try to make to allow as much flexibility with this statement as was possible.
Uh-huh.
So for example, in the standard scenario, this is like the core scenario that we wanted to solve. The first one, so you had to have a when matched clause and when not matched clause.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you want to have you have a row in the buying habits in the target table, but you don't have the equivalent row in the sales table.
Right.
For some reason you want to delete that row, right? If it's not there anymore, you want to delete it. So you cannot do this with this because this is only related to the source table. Either the row is in the target table or the row is not in the target table, but it's always there in the source table.
Right.
So we added another clause, which is when not matched, by source.
Okay.
Which means it's in the target table, but not in the source table. So,
right.
So, and then you can also, since it's there, you can update or you can delete. So the syntax for the clause that you can put is the same as the one matched clause.
And it's only related, again, on the
target table.
Yes. So you can, so if you wanted to sort of match them up, you could remove rows from this if they didn't appear in
exactly.
sales for some reason.
Exactly. So we wanted to give as much flexibility to the customers so they can do in one statement anything that they want to do on this target table,
cool.
based on the source table. So it's either there or it's not there or it's not there in the sales table. So
cool.
Those are the three cases. And we also, we had an additional thing that we wanted to do is some competitors are starting to do composed DML, which means that you can do some operations, some DML operation like an update, and then you can output some rows out of that update, and you can do some other stuff, like you can insert in another table, like
right.
for instance for logging or for history tracking, right? So we added, we already had in SQL Server 2005, we already had the output clause for the DML,
uh-huh.
and we added the output clause in merge also. So you could
right.
you could keep on, you could use the merge statement as a building block for additional operations afterwards. So for example, here you can output what actually happened to that table. So you can we added a dollar action, which is only used with merge, and that one is a string that says updated, deleted, or inserted. So
right.
because now the merge statement for each row, it can have a different action. So you need to know what kind of action happened on each row. So you could, for example, say you could say output the keys for this row, right? Customer ID, product ID, and then dollar action. And then you can
to a login table or
you
something.
You can on top of that you can do insert into login table.
Right.
Right. And then you can do select whatever customer ID, PID, from, right? And then you can put the merge clause into a from clause, right?
Right.
And here you can say, you know, changes. You can alias what comes out of here as being changes CID, PID, and then action. And so you can use that into another, use it in an insert, for example.
Cool.
So that the whole semantics of having composable DML together with merge was kind of the most complicated part, because there's a lot of stuff that happens within a merge statement, and then on top of that, if you output some values, and you want to insert it into another table, it's even more complicated for the
right.
semantics, right? So making sure that it all worked well with triggers, and because if you have a trigger on any of those tables, what does it mean to have deleted rows or updated rows? They're all different now. So this was the biggest problem.
Ah, interesting. So it's a cool feature, and I've talked to some customers about it and worked with it some, and I think there's some excitement out there, and it will solve some specific scenarios. So what are you up to these days?
Nowadays, I'm working on our service. So SQL Server has a service that they're trying out, which is called SQL Server Data Services.
Yeah.
And it's based on SQL Server, but we added some stuff for replication mostly to be able to have kind of a SQL Server in the cloud,
right.
which runs on many boxes.
Right.
So
it's like a Microsoft hosted
yes,
data
exactly.
service with REST and SOAP APIs.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
And that's
so cool.
in the works right now. And
yes.
And
yeah.
You can get beta accounts for it now
yes.
Off the web. So.
Yes. You can sign up to get a beta account, and we're going live, I think. Anytime in 2000, end of 2008, I think.
Sure. So. Great. Well, I appreciate your time.
Thank
All right.
You.
Thanks.